We are learning Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're starting three lines from the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Rav Shoro Lechia Bar Ashi Lemigdal Uhare Bechol De Maada. Rav allowed Chia Bar Ashi to make nets in order to catch fish on Chol HaMoed. It's Tzorcha Klanefesh, and he allowed him to make it. But he didn't let him to make my time I said you to. Aval Izli Osir, my time I said Umanu. But he did not let him to make these nets that catch oifos, to catch birds, because that's more complex, the netting, and that's a maisa uman, it's a professional, and that you're not allowed to do. So it sounds like this, that when you're making something for eichel nefesh, or to catch fish, or to catch birds, if it's a maisa hedid, it's mutter. But a maisa uman is also. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Rav Yehuda Shori la'ami tanura, his name was Ami Tanura, he made tanurs, he allowed him to make a tanur, l'migdo tanure, to make a tanur on Chol HaMoed. To make a sieve, a napa, a sifter on Chol HaMoed. Break the Gemara, ain't he? But Tony Ravabar Shmuel, Vishavin, Shein Goylum Tanul Chatrila. Everyone agrees, he's not going to make a new tanur on Chol HaMoed. Probably because it's a Maisa Uman. So what's going on here? What's it master here? You could, and here's it, you can't. Like Kasha, Kam Maisachama, Kam Maisachshamim. In the summer, when you make the tanur, it could dry up, then you're allowed to make it. But in the winter, let's say Sukkot time, the Sukkot Chol HaMoed, where it's getting cold already, there it's not going to dry up, and there it's not going to be ready on Chol HaMoed, so it's not Tzarech Moed, therefore you can't do it. But Moisei Chama, you can do it. So that's the Machlokes, if you can do it, that's the difference. Moisei Chama, you could do it, because it's going to be ready, and Meshama, you can't do it, which is on Sukkot time. Now, first of all, why don't we ask a question of the Mishnah before? The Mishnah of Yudam and Aleph said, that Mr. Dafyud Amud Aleph said that you're allowed to make a tanur, Mamidim tanur. So why don't we ask him this? Terry's that you could have said maybe it was made already, you're standing it up. But here it's saying clearly that you could even create one. So that was saying, Pshat is the chilik is Maisacham, Maisach Sham. So what comes out over here? A tanur I can make, Lamaisa, and Maisacham is ready. But a net I can't make. So what's the difference? Why is one mutter, one's also? And the truth is, we paskin that for eichel nefesh, even sarachach nefesh, you're allowed to do ma'aseh uman. So what's going on? Why can't you make a net for eifos? Zok the Magen Avraham wrote the Mishvuru also that it's only a type of machshira eichel nefesh that enhances the food. There's two types of machshira nefesh. A tanur is something that it enhances the food. I'm making the tanur; it's going to be something that enhances the food. Mashika, I'm making a net; it's not going to enhance the food. Just catch the food. That is called maybe machshirim, and that will not be allowed. Why, there's two types of machshirim. What? Because there's ma'aseh hedid. It says the Gemara. It's ma'aseh hedid. Any tzarchi ma'aseh with ma'aseh hedid. No. Any tzarchi ma'aseh is mutter ma'aseh hedid. The question like this: tzarchi eichel nefesh is better. Even ma'aseh uman is mutter. So why was it a mutter? Teretz is tzarchi eichel nefesh. That's a ma'aseh uman is only mutter if it enhances the food. Give you an example: halacha l'ma'aseh. Someone's oven breaks on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to get it fixed even with a ma'aseh uman. Even with a ma'aseh uman, you're allowed to get it fixed. Someone's refrigerator breaks. Even with a ma'aseh uman, you're allowed to get it fixed. But what about if your dishwasher breaks? And a ma'aseh, I need my plates to be washed. That doesn't work. It doesn't enhance the food. What about if your table breaks? Also, you need the table. Also, that doesn't enhance the food. Those cases, you cannot use this heter of ma'aseh uman. Only if it's ma'aseh heter, you could do, but not a ma'aseh uman. So that it's very negated to ma'aseh. Notice halacha that if it's a ma'aseh uman, it helps tzarech nefesh, only a tanur. You're a professional. To put together an oven, some oven breaks, you call ASAP. You call some company that can fix it. You can't do it yourself. That's called a ma'aseh uman. Needs training. Anything that needs training is called ma'aseh uman. So oven you're allowed to fix, but the dishwasher you cannot fix on Chol HaMoed, even though it has to do eichel nefesh, but since it's not enhancing the food, it will not be mutter. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. It says in the Mishnah, Oisin Maka Legag V'lamar Peset Maisa Hedid. So you have to make a wall around your roof or around your porch. Interesting, Rashi says, what's the Mar Peset? Rashi says, it's these porches that are in front of the second floor. Ke'ein Shiesh Asfas Nahar Rhinus. On the Rhines, on the River Rhines, they had these fancy houses with two floors with a porch. That's the Rashi gives example. Oisin Maka Legag V'lamar Peset Maisa Hedid Avaloi Maisa Uman. But you cannot do Maisa Uman. Why not? Because it's Tzarchei Moed, only with the Maisa Hedit. It's a mitzvah. So Ritva says, we're talking about here a case is, the mitzvah was done. You already had enough shmirah for the mitzvah of Makkah. Here it was just for extra fencing. That's where it's only with the Maisa Hedit, not Maisa Uman. Shofenes HaStokin, you allow to smooth out the cracks, and we're going to teach it like most of the Rishonim, not like Rashi we have up here, but Rashi and Kisviyat and the Muki Yosef, all teach, that Shofenes HaStokin means on the roof. The roof has a leak, So it's tzarchi moed to fix it. So you're only allowed to fix it with a ma'isa hedid and not a ma'isa uman. Shofnes a sitkin or a shinui. Shofnes a sitkin ma'gil noise ma'gil of yad v'regel. You'll have to use a roller with your hand and with your feet. The Gemara will explain what that means. Avaloy machal tzayim, but not with this specialized roller that smooths out the cracks. Rashi learns the Gabriel Tanner, and Shalas of his Tanner, why do you need a shinui? That's why the Rishash already says he likes the other Pshat better. That's going, and also Shachnarach, we pass, because talking about a roof. So with a roof, you can do it with a Magila, Biyad, Horegel, we'll explain that in the Gemara. Avaloi Machat Sayim, you can't use a specialized tool to call the Machat Sayim. Hatzir, which is Hatzir Vatzinor, that's one of them is the hinge of a door, or the hole that on the floor, on the where you walk in, lintel, I think the English word is for it. Vahakaira, that's the mashkef on tap. Vahaminol, that's the lock, vahamftech, the key. Shenishbru, all these apparatus of the door that broke on Yomtiv, on Chol HaMoed, Mesakna Moed, you could fix it on Chol HaMoed. Uvahach, so yiskav lasim lach the Moed. But you can't be mechavin to do this malacha on the Moed. And the could be, this might be even mutter, obviously in the Gemara more, but this might be mutter even Ma'isa Uman, because the Dava Oved, you have to have your door. You can't get, you know, if your door is not closed, it's a little Dava Oved, it will come in and steal. So you need the door. So you're allowed to fix this on Chol HaMoed, but you can't be Mechav in Lasan Lach HaMoed. This is a klal in all Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to wait Dafka to Chol HaMoed to fix something. That's called Kivim Alach HaMoed, and that's awesome. And you're allowed to pickle anything that you, it really should be a problem with tircha for no reason, but if you're going to eat it, this pickled stuff on Chol HaMoed, you'll have to pickle this on Chol HaMoed. So what's the case, the ratio of the Mishnah? It says, you're allowed to do Maika, Maisa Hedit, not Maisa Uman. Hechidah Maisa Hedit. Reisam of Hutzva Dafno. You just make the fence out of different branches with palm branches and laurel branches. Hutzva Dafno. Mesita Tana. Tsar b'tsrar, you pile up bricks, but you don't smear it with cement, that's also a ma'isa hedit. It's said further in the Mishnah, which we touch means the roof, shofnes a sitkin magila mas magila. You could fix the cracks, and magila mas magila. Hash the magila amrit shari. If you tell me you're allowed to use a roller, you have to tell me that you can use your hand and your foot to press down the cracks in order to smooth out the cracks. So I could do it, use a roller, of course you can do the other regular. So tomorrow you read it like this. You're allowed to smooth out the cracks with your hand or your foot, just like the mice of a roller. But why didn't I use a roller? But you can't use a machatzayim. So what does it mean machatzayim? You can't use a magila. So the Ritva speaks out, means I can't use my hand and foot and make it as good as the machatzayim. Can't make it as smooth as that. I have to do some kind of shinoi that some say machatzayim is less than a magila. But upon him, when you smooth out the roof, you have to be careful to do it in a way where it's not so professional. Zok de Gemara Vayit. It said in the Mishnah that Tzir, Vatziner, Vakir, Vaminul, Mavteach, all these different parts of the door, you're allowed to fix on Chol HaMoed, Shnishbu, Musaknim, Moyib. Bring Gemara Vayit, Vaminul, that's your kasha. Ad Yomav, until the days of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, Ha'yipatish Makev Yerushalayim. You should allow a hammer to bang in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed. It's mashma. Ad Yomav in. It's mashma, they were geyser on malacha that makes coil, because not everyone knows it's because of Dava Avad. So even though you're right, you're allowed to build this part of the door for Dava Avad, you're allowed to fix it. But he stopped it, there's no banging anymore, because people are going to think you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. So he made it to Kana, you can't do it. So what's found in our Mishnah that allows you to fix the door? When you fix the door, it's a lot of banging going on, and why aren't you worried? It's a sakana. Everyone like Kasha, Kamba de Nafri, Kamba de Nagri. It's different type of hammers. A hammer that's like a big axe, a big hammer, makes a lot of noise. That you're not allowed to do. But a hammer makes a little less noise, a nagri, that you can use, because there it won't be such a big marasayim. Maskar or chista, you even call a rabbi, also call a zutashari. It's still going to be a marasayim. People say, oh, you let it work quietly, you know, with a quieter hammer on Chol HaMoed. It's not true. It's still the same gzeir you should have. One's with a magli of a chatzini. One's with a magl and one's with a chatzini. Chatzini is a type of hammer. A magli is a mesa gadol that doesn't have any type of. A magli really is like a sickle. It doesn't make any noise. Hashaken a chatzini is a type of hammer that makes a little bit noise. So he holds you can't do any noise whatsoever. So our mishnah is one of the cases. You just use like a little sickle, like a quiet saw, and you do it with that, and that won't make any noise. That's teretz number one, teretz kasha. Teretz number two, rapapa ama. Kan koyim zera, kan lachim zera. You're right. After the gzera, you can't do what says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going before the gzera. That's be'ikar din mutter to fix the door. That's second teretz. Third teretz, Abbas Yama, Horav Yehuda, Horav Yaisi. There's Mechalik is Yehuda and Yaisi in the next parak. If you do a Maisa Chalamoid, do you have to do a Shinui not? And that Yechon and Golem and Exer is not because of Shema is Koel, because he holds Yinala Adu Malacha Kedarka even Dava Ovid. It's really what he's saying the whole time, that Dava Ovid is Mutter do Maisa Uman Kedarka. That's only according to Rav Yaisi. According to Rav Yehuda, you can't. So this Rav Yechon and Kangal is going according to Rav Yehuda, and our Mishnah is going according to Rav Yaisi. Who holds you have to make a shinui on chalamoyid even by dava avid? The like Rav Yaisi, not like Rav Yaisi. Amravina kama madlina inna kibiusa the dasha v'chalamoyid. Who do we fix the doors? We put nails into our door onto the mashkoif on chalamoyid. Who do we add a shinui? Who do we do like? Come on, Rav Yaisi. We go like Rav Yaisi. That's how we're not like Rav Yaisi, and therefore we can fix a dava avid. We might even might see uman. If it's a dava of it. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It says the Mishnah. Kvashim shiyoch lecha moyed kaifshon. If you have pickled, cucumbers or anything else like that, or pickled fish, if you can eat it on moyed, then you can be kaifish it. So the Gemara gives a ma'isa. There was a ma'isa, Bedisa Levoy. Bedisa was the name of a name of a river. In the city Levoy, Kavri, it dried out and was left a bunch of fish. So now, a bunch of free tunas and salmon sitting in this water here. Also, Kuliyama saw it. Everyone came to get fish, free fish. I see Kavra, they came bring fish home. Now, they brought fish home, and they realized six fish is a little bit too much. I thought I needed six fish, but Lamaisa, all the guests not coming. The problem is, they didn't have refrigerators then. So what do you do with the fish? So Shalu Rava, Lemim Lachmanau. Rava said, the ones that are left over, you can salt them, preserve them. Only if they can be edible on chalamoid could you pickle them. But if not, you can't pickle them. They really brought it home because they thought they're going to need it for eating. So that was fine. And now they have it already. Now what happens if it gets spoiled? It's dava avot. Vishavik lu pseid pasti then it's kibakamachi avot dami vishari. It becomes like a dava avot and it's mutter because they're going to lose it out. Some say a little different, a little different story. Shaloi Rava meitzed meizla asuya mimlach. He allowed him even to bring it home and to be salted. What's the pshat? We'll see in a second. The pshat is like this: that they're going to eat some of it. They don't know which one they're going to eat. So they're allowed to bring home six fish because three of them they're going to eat. So therefore, they're allowed to bring home six. We're not sure which one they're going to eat. So here the same discussion. So Rabbi says, what do you mean? It's not edible. He allowed them right away to bring it home unsalted. He says, you're not going to eat any of them. You could eat some of them, which means you salt them a little bit, then you wash up the salt, and you still can eat it. So therefore, you're allowed to salt them, even though it's not going to be edible. It's possible to be edible if you wash the off 60 times. It's really the lashon meaning of squeezing it out. He squeezed it out 60 times, and then they ate the fish. So Akapadim, you're allowed to bring this home, and even though, like we said, you bring it home extra, because that's the Rosh explains that the Muki Yosef explains that the reason is because you don't know which one's going to be the better one. I'll read you the lashon of the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef says, "V'abish malach harbe Yosef not tzarich harei yecholayim erbachol echa b'shas hava umalicha lezeh nasa itzsa." This is 101. V'chein shemil chaveiroi v'haromaki hay shari afil b'yomtiv v'kolshkim v'chalamoyid. Like it says in Beya, "Marim malach legom regom." You let it do one piece at a time to sort. Gihad Shmuel, yeah. So, Kavashmul, the Avashis and Mitzvah, Rav Ikla Beresh Glusa, Avashis and Mitzvah, and they ate it. Rav Ikla Lebei Bar Shapir. Rav went to the house of Bar Shapir. Also, Kamehu Kura, Kivra, they brought him this fish, Tilsa Beshula, a third of it was cooked, Tilsa Milcha, a third of it was salted, Tilsa Tavia, a third of it was roasted. You see, the salted pot you can eat, even though it was not pickled yet, but you can eat it by doing itzitza. Omer Rav, now I'll give you a few like health items. Omarav Omali Ada Tsaidi Kavra. Ada, the fish catcher, told me, Samuk Lemisrimali, the best time to eat fish is right before it gets spoiled. For Omarav, another thing, Omali Ada Tsaidi Kavra, Tavya Ba'achua, always Tavya ba'achua means when you roast it with its brother. What's the brother of fish? Salt. Because they both grow in the water. So roast it with salt. Asuka ba'avua. Then after you roast it, put it into cold water. And the water is there, its father, because that's where the fish get created from, and salt, from the water. Mechli bebrei, eat it with its child, which means it's fish juice, fish yolk, comes out of it, the tzir. Eat the fish with the tzir. Then ishtilavu, then drink water afterwards. Va'omarav, another thing, omali adatzaida, kavra tachli v'chalba. If you're eating fish, cress, seeds, and milk, litain gufa. You should take a walk afterwards. Don't make your bed heavy. Make it gufa heavy. You should stand upright and take a walk. Don't go right to your bed because it's not healthy. If you eat fish, cress seeds, and milk, maya, drink water, don't drink beer. And if you have to drink, you don't have water, drink beer and not wine. It's not healthy. And Taisa speaks out. These days we don't eat something right before it gets spoiled. And tell you something, a lot of things are not negay, a lot of sakana things are not negay. These days kushtanu ativin. Hadrin aloch mashkin beis hashalchin, the parak mashkin beis hashalchin, b'li neder, for those that finished it.